Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Essential Security Practices. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Backend Development Trends in the Backend Development for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential security practices necessary to safeguard backend applications, including an overview of security practices like authentication and data encryption, common vulnerabilities and how to mitigate them, and the importance of secure coding. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify key security practices, recognize potential vulnerabilities, and apply secure coding techniques to enhance the security of your applications. Main content overview of security practices. Security practices are vital for ensuring the integrity, confidentiality, and availability of applications and the data they handle. Two fundamental practices are authentication and data encryption. Authentication is the process of verifying the identity of a user or system. It typically involves a username and password combination. However, more secure methods, such as multi-factor authentication, MFA, add an additional layer by requiring users to present two or more verification factors. This reduces the risk of unauthorized access, as an attacker would need more than just a password to compromise an account. Data encryption is another crucial practice. It involves transforming data into a secure format that can only be read by someone with the appropriate decryption key. For example, when sensitive information, such as credit card details, is transmitted over the internet, encryption protocols like HTTPS ensure that it is unreadable to any potential eavesdroppers. Using strong encryption methods protects data both at rest, when stored, and in transit, when being sent. Common vulnerabilities and how to mitigate them. Understanding common vulnerabilities is essential for safeguarding your applications. The Open Web Application Security Project, OWASP, identifies several critical vulnerabilities that developers should be aware of. Two of the most prevalent are SQL injection and cross-site scripting, XSS. SQL injection occurs when an attacker inserts malicious SQL statements into an entry field, allowing them to manipulate the database behind the application. To mitigate this vulnerability, developers should use parameterized queries or prepared statements, which separate SQL code from data inputs, making it much harder for an attacker to execute harmful commands. Additionally, implementing proper error handling can prevent detailed database error messages from being displayed to users, which could provide attackers with valuable information. Cross-site scripting, XSS, involves an attacker injecting malicious scripts into web pages that are viewed by other users. This can lead to data theft or session hijacking. To prevent XSS, developers should sanitize and validate all user inputs, ensuring that any data rendered in the browser cannot be executed as a script. Content Security Policy, CSP, can also be employed as an added layer of protection against XSS attacks, restricting the sources from which content can be loaded. Importance of secure coding. Secure coding practices are essential in the development process to prevent vulnerabilities from being introduced in the first place. Writing secure code involves following guidelines and best practices that focus on security throughout the development lifecycle. One important aspect of secure coding is code reviews. Conducting regular reviews helps identify security flaws early on. Furthermore, using automated tools for static code analysis can help detect potential vulnerabilities before the software is deployed. It is also beneficial to establish a culture of security awareness among developers, encouraging them to stay informed about the latest security threats and solutions. Another vital practice is keeping software dependencies up to date. Many vulnerabilities are found in third-party libraries or frameworks, and failing to update them can leave applications exposed. Regularly checking for updates and applying patches ensures that your applications benefit from the latest security enhancements. In addition to updates, developers should evaluate the security posture of any third-party libraries used, opting for those that are well-maintained and widely trusted. By emphasizing secure coding, developers can create applications that are not only functional but also resilient against attacks. Conclusion. In summary, Security practices such as authentication and data encryption are essential for protecting back-end applications. Understanding common vulnerabilities, like SQL injection and XSS, and implementing secure coding techniques can significantly reduce risks. By adopting these security practices, you can help ensure the safety of your applications and user data. Reflection questions: how can you implement multi-factor authentication in your current applications to enhance security? What steps will you take to ensure that all user inputs are properly validated and sanitized in your coding practices? Can you identify any third-party libraries in your projects that may need updating for better security protection?